You're listening to a Sound Vision Online podcast.
Find us at soundvisiononline.co.uk.
You're very welcome to another Sound Vision Online podcast. Today we're talking about the Family Insight Project. This is a big lottery funded 5-year project led by RNIB NI in partnership with Angel Eyes NI, a local charity set up to support parents of children who are blind or partially sighted. With me today I've got Laura McCauley, the project coordinator, and Karen Wilson, the education advocate. You're very welcome, folks.
Hello.
So Laura, maybe we could start with you. Laura's the project coordinator. Laura, maybe tell us a little bit about the history of the project and I suppose what it's here to do.
Okay, so before the project, family support services were only funded in 2 out of the 5 trust areas across Northern Ireland. So this meant that there was a lack of services in the other 3 trust areas. It's a wide range of support and it very much depends on the family. But realistically, it starts with someone being there from the start. So it's when I would maybe get a referral in through quite often through our ECHO service, I might be the first person who's asked that parent, how are you? How are you coping after that first diagnosis? So maybe for the parent, they've had the medical information, they've had the social services information, and maybe feeling overloaded with information, not really completely understanding what is being explained to them. And it might be that, again, that's my role. It's that first person to check in, how are you? Maybe provide information about the eye condition, provide information about what services are there to support the child and the family. Sight loss, we talk in RNIB about the sight loss journey. And I think for families, it's the whole family that goes on that journey. It's not just the child. I suppose everyone's experience of it is different, but it is a journey that the whole family go on. If I use maybe an example of kind of what would happen and what kind of support from a family. So a recent referral I had gotten recently was for a young child who was diagnosed with albinism. They had actually been in education without any real level of support, or should we say a level of support that the family were unaware of. So in that initial referral, I checked in with the family, made sure that everyone was okay. Mum had explained that she didn't fully understand the eye condition, was concerned about hospital appointments, so we made a referral to the ECHO service. We also looked at their what benefits were available to them to support the family. We also looked at what activities the child could get involved in, some confidence building activities, peer support, both for the child and for the family. And then also a referral to the education advocate, Karen here at Angel Eyes. We would also be looking at referrals to the sensory support teams, maybe, Blind Children UK. So we really do take on that first contact, it's a needs assessment for each individual family.
It sounds very much like you're sort of joining up the different services that already exist.
That's it. Actually, for a lot of families, especially families with children with complex needs, can often, say to me that they have so many different health professionals involved with their child's care. And quite often they don't really know who's who or where they need to go to find out what piece of information. And I suppose one of the things that, when I'm explaining what my role is to a family, I will often say, look, I'm the person who's here. If you do need information, if you contact me, I might not know the answers, but I will try and find out for you. And I think that's it. I kind of maybe think of it as being there to being the anchor in the middle of it, just being a kind of a space that they know that there's somewhere that they can go or pick up the phone, whatever it is. And sometimes it can quite often just be a bad day.
And Karen, just coming to you then, you're the education advocate and you work with Angel Eyes Northern Ireland.
That's correct, yeah.
So maybe you could describe a little of what your job would entail.
Okay, well, my job really is helping parents navigate the education system here in Northern Ireland. So that might be through just chatting them through, giving them information and advice on what resources might be available to support their child with curriculum access, what services are currently available within the education authority and what provisions they could perhaps avail of. So basically it can be like one-to-one advice. So I'm doing chatting to people on telephone or by email or face-to-face. But also it's kind of attending meetings and supporting parents at parent-teacher progress meetings, at annual reviews, etc. And then as well as that, doing workshops for parents, giving them a little bit of information and knowledge and understanding of the different things that will affect their child as they travel through their educational journey.
Okay, so give us an example of the kind of problems that a family with a child with sight loss might encounter in the education system then.
Well, there are a number of difficulties. For one, the statementing process has been an issue. Now, be that getting the statutory assessment or be it getting the statement in place, trying to navigate the different processes that are within that, the different people that need to be involved in that process, the different reports that need to be collated and the different timeframes that have to be met and things to be done within. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of a big one. As well as that, though, it's just ensuring that all of the recommendations, etc., that are made by our vision support team here are implemented in the school, and that all staff within a school, are aware of those recommendations and are putting them into place so that the child can access the curriculum and kind of work to their full potential.
And I mean, by the statement and process, we mean there's a statement that says a child will need extra support with their education. It's a formal document, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. Sorry, I should clarify that. By a statement, I mean a special educational needs statement. And basically, that's one that the education authority would draw up to say that extra support needs to be put into place to allow that child to access the curriculum and have an enriched and fulfilled journey through education. And that can be in place for both mainstream as well as special schools and preschools.
Yes, this is a 5-year project, and it's funded by the Big Lottery here in Northern Ireland. Laura, maybe give us a little idea of the flavour of the kind of support activities that you hope to be running over the next, 5 years.
Okay, well, this is the fun part of my job. So as part of some of the activities that we'll be running family weekends. These family weekends are fantastic. So we have one for standalone sight loss a year and one for children with complex needs. So this is a weekend away for the whole family. It's a chance to meet with other families. I think no matter how many services and we provide, I think really that peer support, meeting other families in a similar position is really important. And that's again for the siblings, so no one's left behind. And it's a fantastic weekend. There's different activities for the children and some information sessions for parents. So we'll have those. We'll also have music therapy sessions, one-to-one music therapy sessions. We have a fantastic music therapist who will go out and deliver music therapy sessions in the home. So that's for children with complex needs. We also have the opportunity for confidence building activities for children with sight loss. So that's things like one-to-one swimming lessons, one-to-one music lessons. And this is on top of other IT technology, access technology information sessions for parents. And we also have a range of family fun days. I'm just back from the farm at the weekend, and we have a indoor trampoline place coming up shortly, which is great fun, and it really is a whole family experience.
Is that at Vertigo?
Yes, we are Vertigo.
Yeah, very good, yes. In Belfast.
And quite often the parents are much worse than the children.
Yeah, I can imagine. I personally think it's great myself, yeah. But Karen, coming back to you then, do you find too with parents that there's like a lack of knowledge, or parents benefit from more education and information about, even something like assistive technology or something like that for a child who's blind or partially-sighted?
Absolutely. I mean, knowledge is power, and you can never have enough information, especially with things like assistive technology, because they change so quickly and different things are progressing all the time. But even just giving simple information from the bare basics about using like a sloping desk, about how that can improve posture, about using, heavy lined paper, leaded pencil that's dark, those little simple things that some of us could take for granted that people would know often need to be addressed or redressed as well.
I mean, true, I think when we all think about assistive technology or whatever, or we all think the high tech stuff, the iPads and apps and things, but sometimes it actually is looking at the practical.
Absolutely, like simple equipment, like as we're just talking about, even the sloping desk or pencil grips, even thinking about then as well as the assistive technology, but just thinking about where the child sits in the classroom and how they access the different resources or within the classroom. Ultimately, it's all about trying to make a child an independent learner and therefore a successful learner. So you want to make sure that things are put into place that allow that child to be able to do that, to learn independently and learn on their own without having to have somebody over their side doing the job for them, basically.
So Laura, what's the reception to the project been like so far?
It's been fantastic. There's been a very high referral rate at the moment, which, you know, is great. I think there's a lot of families who've really needed this support for a long time. I think, you know, just as Karen was saying there as well, that information, having the opportunity to meet with other families and share tips about things that have worked, you know, that knowledge is, mm-hmm. is a really great to be tapping into. Because a lot of families they're living the experience, and their knowledge is you know, really incredibly useful for us as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And what I'm finding quite interesting as well is families who are at different stages on the journey getting together, and those that are further on being able to, yeah. you know, encourage and support those who just maybe have a child who's been recently diagnosed, etc. And being able to kind of encourage them and show them that, you know, don't worry, you know, things will get better and you will understand this better, and then it's not so daunting.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it is, I think for that first diagnosis, it is absolutely devastating for a family. Their mind skips to worst case scenarios. They're unaware of what support's available. And to create an environment where people can say, look, I understand how you're feeling, is really what's needed at that time. You know, there's a lot of emotional support needed at that early stage.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think it's great as well that this is a very much in a holistic kind of approach, because we're not only like Laura's able to give them more information about the eye condition or refer back to ECLOS, etc., but also then you've got the family events and you've got the education. So it's really bringing everything under one kind of umbrella. And as Laura had said earlier, which I think was a good analogy of saying how she's like an anchor, because it is making sure that parents know that there's one-stop shop, one person that they can always go to in order to access and get information on a range of different matters that are affecting them.
Well, Karen and Laura, thanks so much for coming in and talking to me today. I mean, family support and education support, I mean, there's a lot in there. There's a lot to digest, a lot to kind of get our heads around. I hope to we'll be hearing a lot more from the both of yous in the future, and we can discuss how the project is going and, you know, the different aspects of that. But before you go, Laura, maybe start with you. If a family out there is listening and thinks this is something that applies to their situation or there's something in it for them, how would they get in touch?
Okay, well, there's a lot of information about the Family Insight project on the RNIB NI website. So if you go there, you'll find more information about the services provided by the project. Alternatively, you can contact me. My email address is laura.mccauley, M-C-C-A-U-L-E-Y, at rnib.org.uk. You can also contact me by telephone on 077-100-66727.
And Karen, what about your contact details?
You can email me at karen.wilson@angeleyesni.org, or give me a buzz on 028-90-94-1634.
Yeah, and of course, you can always find more information on our website. Visit rnib.org.uk/family-insight, or you can find RNIB NI or Angel Eyes NI on Facebook and Twitter. Just do a search, you should be able to find us. And by all means, just give the offices a call here in Belfast.
RNIB Northern Ireland, supporting people with sight loss.